I'm Michael James. Fixing healthcare, building houses, and making life affordable for Ontarians were just some of the hot topics in the second provincial leaders' debate. Liberal Bonnie Crombie, PC incumbent Doug Ford, the Green Party's Mike Schreiner, and the NDP's Merritt Stiles took part in last night's session. Described as a tense room at times, all the party leaders ended up talking over each other during an exchange on housing, forcing moderator David Common to move on to the next topic.
First-time home buyers plan would lower taxes and fees
so
you can afford a home in the community you know and love.
We'll shut this down. Shutting it down.
Other issues centered on fighting tariffs, tackling youth crime, reducing emissions, and more. Election Day is February 27th. The field of candidates is now official for that February 27th provincial election. That's after the deadline to file to be a candidate expired last week. The Timmins riding consists of George Peary, along with Corey Lepage of the New Democrats, Dominique Castro of the Liberals, Dave Farrell of the New Blue Party, and Marie Josa Eel of the Green Party. You can get a full list of candidates for Mushkagowak, James Bay, and Temiskaming Cochrane on our website. Back to local history now. In our discussion of the Thompson Building on Cedar Street at 2nd Avenue, Karen Bachman says the Art Deco structure housed Roy Thompson's radio station, the presses for the Daily Press, offices for the radio station and newspaper, and apartments for Thompson and sports reporter Jack Kent Cook.
That building was built by Shepherd and Mason Architects, who were real hoity-toity guys from Windsor, Ontario, and they developed all kinds of different things and built a lot of estates like for Hiram Walker and all these wonderful things. So it was a beautiful building that we no longer have within the community, but it was another one of those here and gone things.
Thanks, as always, to Karen Bachman for making our local history feature possible. Attention is focusing on the weather and the pilots' reactions following yesterday afternoon's crash of a Delta Airlines flight at Toronto's Pearson Airport. The jet lost both of its wings and tail and flipped over as it slammed into the ground on final approach. A small fire at the rear of the plane was quickly extinguished. All 80 people on board survived. 18 people were injured, 3 seriously. And top Russian and American officials are meeting in Saudi Arabia today in an effort to improve relations between the two countries and to kickstart talks to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be meeting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as the U.S. reverses its policy of isolating Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. American officials insist Ukraine will be part of any peace negotiation once they get underway.